Cress, Brother and Sister, D.H. St. Helena, California, August 1, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Cress, Brother and Sister Cress, God showed me what he would do for Dr. Kellogg if he would take hold of his hand, but he wrenched himself away. At the Berrien Springs meeting, the most precious offers were given him, and when he wrenched himself away, I had such agony of heart that it seemed as if soul and body were being rent asunder. I have seen Dr. Kellogg exerting a hypnotic influence upon persons, and at such times the archdeceiver was his helper. Those who sustain him are guilty with him. This blindness of understanding is a strange thing in our ranks. In regard to Jones, he has a theory of truth, which his books express, and he dares not tear up his past experience, which has been published, but he virtually turns away from his former experience by his present course of action. Dr. Kellogg places himself in the position of one who is abused because he cannot carry everything with him, but he is still at work with all subtlety. I have warned our people, for they do not understand his underhand, secretive working, and he works with such ingenuity to obtain sympathy that to many his words seem genuine. If he can destroy the faith of our people in the testimonies, he will do it. He takes the nurses and others whom he can, alone in the night season, and talks with them for hours, in such a way as to make them believe him a much abused person. If we are not constantly on guard, he would deceive by his sophistries the very elect. Dr. Kellogg has had every advantage to make impressions on human minds, and he will improve this to the best of his ability in an effort to destroy confidence in the testimonies. Those associated with him, who have upheld him, will have to answer before God for their course of action. The encouragement that has been given to Dr. Kellogg has been large and tender and true, but always there have been conditions involved. What we have published has been published to keep our people from being destroyed. Some thought the time had come long ago to make a determined effort to break the spell and expose the deception. For years, one and still another of Dr. Kellogg's men have stood forth, claiming that Dr. Kellogg is all right, that he teaches the message as we believe it, and that he believes the testimonies. But at the same time, a work of misrepresentation was going on, and many of our people were becoming spiritually deceived. To those who urged immediate action, I said, "Wait until Dr. Kellogg himself and those closely allied with him take an open stand. Then be all prepared with matter ready to print." But I was shown that our brethren must make no move until Dr. Kellogg and his associates had taken a decided position to repudiate the testimonies. When this was done, we must show our people the right side and take the affirmative in the name of the Lord. The decided movement was made, and the power of the Holy Spirit attended the exposure of the efforts to destroy all faith in the testimonies. After this, someone said that Jones has lifted the lid too soon and spoiled their game. Had they waited a longer time before taking their pronounced position, they hoped to have many churches on their side. We had to move, and yet we had to wait until those in error thought they could carry things against the ministers and churches. I was shown their course of action and had everything in readiness for such a movement, and labored to defeat their deep-laid plot. We know the elements that we have to meet, and we shall stand prepared, so that the people shall not be deceived by these subtle, satanic workings. We will be on guard that souls shall not be deceived.